Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Angola West Africa, the only podcast that is focused on news, current affairs, and interviews about the beautiful country of Angola on the west coast of Africa. I'm Douglas Black, your host, and good to have you back here. We've been away for a while, but now we're back and hope to have a program for you every week or so. So thank you very much for coming back to hear our program. Today we have what I think is a very interesting conversation with a very longtime friend of mine, Kusi Bernardo. He's the CEO of a company here in Luanda called Multitel. I think you'll really enjoy our conversation and learn a lot more about Kusi and his company, Multitel. So please enjoy. But first, let's have a word about our sponsor, High Performance Services, HPS Angola. HPS is based in Luanda and has been providing quality professional services, fiber, VSAT, onshore and offshore since 2012. HPS is licensed by Inecom, registered for importation, and registered with the Ministry of Petroleum. It's current with its tax payments at AGT, which all means less risk for you. And HPS will do your job without harming your reputation in Angola. Do your checks. There's many companies that say they can provide the services for you, but do your background checks, then pick HPS to be safe and sure. HPS will stay with you until the job is done. Remember, HPS speaks your language in Angola. Go to HPS's website today, www.hps-angola.com, for more information about their services and how to contact them. You've invested much time and money to make it this far in Angola, so don't risk your progress with an unknown. Trust HPS to get the job done right. Contact HPS today to understand how they can help your business in Angola. Great group of guys there, and I'm sure you'll be pleased with the services they provide for you. So with that said, let's get to our program. Here's our conversation with Mr. Kusi Bernardo, the CEO of Multitel. We have a great show in store for you today. It's my pleasure to have a conversation with a longtime good friend of mine, Mr. Kusi Bernardo. He's the CEO of the company Multitel, based here in Luanda. I've known Kusi for many years. He's a great gentleman and a fantastic manager. So I know you're going to enjoy our conversation today. Hello, Kusi. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to come and visit with us. I know you're a very busy man. So once again, thank you very much and welcome.
Congratulations, Doug. Once again, I've been in this dance, I would say, in this music of telco for the last 20 years. I guess this year will be exactly 20 years since I returned to Angola. Start working for an integrator initially, moved to another integrator, and then to telco operators. Ever since. Before that, I was studying. I did a degree on in electronics engineering with management back in the 90s in UK at Middlesex University. So when I returned to Angola, so I started with OmniData, which was an integrator company, and making installations, local way installation programming, so training in PBX and all the issues to do with the at the time way of communications for business, the local PBX and IMASAT satellites, did some training on that installation to be able to provide that for our clients and lands. Moved to another company, was MedTech, where actually my first challenge there was to implement a telco department. We're basic with a few people. So we start that, recruiting, building up the team, creating procedures and bringing the company into the sphere of telcos in terms of local rail networks, and taking part of bids, like palm oil in some places of Angola, make the installation for some of the banks that are our customers. Back then in 2000, and I think it was 2002, 2003, actually making the change from the coaxial network network cables to Ethernet, and bringing to a more modern standards installations to be able to keep the pace that we end up in today's world. And after that experience with the integrators, and I land up in the MS Telecom, which is a telco operator as well, where I spent like 16 years, and doing a lot of projects in the telco, taking part on Teams projects. But what I think was the biggest challenge on all that, it has always been people having the opportunity to build people, to take people to another level, grabbing teams, building up teams, and taking them to another level through a great process, adapting the best standards the available standards for some of the of the, I would say, standards adapted, like ITOM, ITO, for our market. So working a lot on that, on procedures, and also in terms of the quality, the ISO 9001. I think has been the biggest challenge. But in order to do that, we actually bring in all the telco, but keeping a firm eye in customer experience, making sure that the company was looking to the customer. And so on those 16 years at MS Telecom, apart from playing with other departments and the other teams in some projects, from the headquarters of Southern Gold to actually designing all the installations for in terms of telco. Another great project was actually the network operating center, where I spent a lot of years, like a decade, with the team and building up the procedures and all that. In the last years of MS Telecom, I passed through sales, marketing, and in the last year, because Southern Gold acquired part of a capital of Petit Ventures, so I end up coming to a new company, which is Multitel, and where I've been for the last one year, nearly and a half. So, the project here is more to do with, I started here as a CTO, responsible for the technical strategy, and actually looking at the ways to put the company into the next stage, how we would bring the company to face the years ahead. And I met great people here, and I've been here for this 1.5 years, and now with the biggest challenge, because we just this May we changed the previous CEO, so I've been invited by the board for this challenge as a CEO. And this is what has been the last 20 years. So from 2001 to 2021 in Angola. And I believe it has been a great journey, filled with challenge, filled with different expectations, different teams, different mindsets, and different companies, which I'm sure contributes positive in a positive way to give us a better ground to what the world actually asks from us now more than ever, because we're in a turbulence of changes, a very speed, a lot of speed, a lot of changes. Things are not static, and we still need to thrive. We still need to keep the business going. We still need to ensure that our teams, our employees, at the end of the day, they're going to still have a company to call. This is my company, a company that they'll be proud of, and a career that them themselves will be proud of, and they can talk and share with their families, their kids, and look to a brighter future. So I guess this is what the challenge is all about. I guess this, at the end of the day, what the journey is all about. It's about people. It's about making and bringing the best out of every human being that we have in our journey, in every step of the way. And I guess that's why it makes a great journey that from 2001 to 2021.
Wow, Kusi, what a fantastic history you have in the marketplace in Angola. You've been on the leading edge in various companies with bringing telecom to the forefront inside the country, and now you're with Multitel, and the board certainly made a good decision at making you the CEO. So fantastic. I really appreciate what you just told us. Now, since you were in school in England for a while, are you a Liverpool fan?
My younger brother was a Liverpool fan. And back then was Michael Owen, one of the stars. I'm more of a Manchester follower.
Okay, well, I had to ask.
It's close by. It's not far away from one place to another. I know they don't like one over the other very much, but I'm more of a Manchester because of the way it all comes about in Manchester, the history, the challenge that they face, the way they face. I think they give you a lot of lessons, even for that you can take to your leadership, you can take your career. And I think in football, you can always have a nice experience, a nice lesson for life. So
I agree.
That's why I like it.
I agree. And I'm more of a Manchester fan as well, but I've got a good friend. He's always talking about Liverpool, so I had to ask. Anyway, going back to Multitel, Kusi, how long has Multitel been in the Angolan market?
Well, we've been around for a while in terms of for a company. So basically, half of the time that Angola has been independence, we've been around. So we've been around for 23 years now. So we just made 23 years in May 21. So that, I think, is a long time for a company. We know that even in terms of statistics and the worldwide companies, that they strive to get to go through the first year and get to the fifth year, most of them will be dropped. So I guess it's been over two decades, and contributing for the Angolan market in a very different ways. Ever since Multitel has been operating since 1998, has been looking forward to bring new technology, bringing new experience to the customers that it touch, and ensuring that they can deliver, they can focus on their core business, because Multitel is a company that believes and lives to ensure that our customers, they have a trusted relationship with us. So What we deliver to our customers is this assurance that they can rely on our service, they can rely on our teams when things are not as expected. We've been living for that over these 2 decades.
Okay. Well, I've known Multitel for many years. I didn't realize that it was 2 decades, so congratulations.
Yeah, time flies very fast, you know.
Yes, it does. Because I think I have 13 years now in Angola, and I've known Multitel for most of those years. So
yeah,
that's a long time. Well,
that's true.
Yes.
Even
now,
time it goes in a way that if we don't have any responsibility, if we are only looking at ourselves, you don't see it going fast. But when you look at your kid, if it's like 10 years, you notice how time went by.
That's right.
When he gets to 20, you say, wow, what's next? So that's how things go.
That, you're so true. And time does seem, what I found is as I get older, time seems to go by faster. So
that's true. That's actually very true, because I remember when I was a kid, the big holidays, they used to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 months of holiday from school, they used to last. We'd be able to go to Grammys, we'd be able to do a lot of stuff. But we get older, first thing, we don't have the big holidays of 3 months to start with. But even though the holidays that we have, the time goes fast, and even the year, we are now in August 2021. I mean, we just started the year a few months ago, and that's a challenge in terms of the our company, in terms of even the leading the company, is that you have to make sure that you keep your team focused. You have to make sure that you are not washed by the time, because the time will not wait for you, but you still have to make the most out of it. You still have to deliver and ensure that the team is growing and delivering to the expectations of customers or above.
Yeah, you're very true. Yeah, it's a challenge. Now, for Multitel in Angola, what are your principal products that you're offering your clients today, Kusi?
Well, the main product now is still the internet access, making sure that our customers can connect to the internet and that they can connect within their own business. So we have a lot of connections for just to transmit data a lot of links that ensure that customers in different points of the country or of the world, they can interconnect all their business with safety, and they can actually rely. So if we go back on time, so Multitel, most of the customers were like corporate customers and mainly in the banking sector. So because of the high requirement of these institutions and the ability of Multitel to deliver on time and deliver according to the expectation of the banking, so Multitel ended up being the main player in the banking sectors during many years.
Okay, now, what types of technology does Multitel use to connect the clients to the network?
We mainly use the wireless technologies to make fast connection. We use fiber as well to ensure that our customers can actually reduce the latency. We use VSAT, so we have an app we call the VOC, our VSAT operation center in Luanda, where we have our team that actually connects to all over the country, so we are able to deliver service anywhere in Angola on that way. We also have fixed numbers we had lived on a SIP, VoIP over IP, so that our customers also can have like a fixed line that, but with a mobility option that actually can be moving from one place to the other, or so permitting some flexibility for our customers. And we also listen to our customers. We listen to the needs. We listen to the pains, and we have a team which actually designs solutions to fit the customer's needs. So it's like if you go to a designer and can actually craft some solutions apart from only the solutions that we have in shelves.
Okay, well, that's all very good. In fact, that's fantastic. So basically, a client, you can custom tailor to their needs. So that's really good, Kusi.
Yes, because as we see, the changes are they're just going faster and faster. And our customers, as we started mainly on the banking sector, corporate, now we moved to other segments and into the residential segment as well. So for the PM, for the medium and small companies, you need things that are different for the big company. So, and what we have the responsibility as a company to do is actually to be able to listen to the customer in the four dimensions and deliver a solution that you fit the customer needs to the most as possible, and within the expectations and the agreeable times. And that's why last year in 2020, in September, we launched the digital solution, because we know that the world is moving into this direction. The world is digitalizing a lot of process, and the way we act, the way we think, feel, and even the way we deliver service, all this has been impacted, all this has been changed. Last year with the pandemic situation, things that have been accelerated, but most of these things have been known for decades for the industry. And we all know that we are in an industry that is very mature, the telco industry. So what will make the difference? What will bring a better experience to our customers? We at Multitel believe is that we still have a bigger challenge, is to actually compete with ourselves as a company, compete with ourselves as a team, to actually be improving every day 1% in all aspects of the business, to ensure that our customers, our teams are actually having a better experience, getting more value out of this experience. And this, in the end, you end up with a better company for our shareholders. And that's what we focus on, improving ourselves three times every day.
Yeah, very good, Kusi. I agree with you totally. You have to work on that every day. Now, with all the things you just talked about, you know, I know Angola sometimes is not the easiest place to do business. What are the principal challenges that face your company in providing these services within Angola?
Well, to be honest with you, the way I see it, the world is not an easy place to do business. That's the way I see it. I do believe if it was to be easy, we'd all be in heaven. And that's why we try to connect through the heaven. We use the skies to send signals, because it seems everything there should be a bit easier. And in Angola, yes, it is not easy, and it's due to a lot of issues. And the main challenge for most companies, especially in this sector, I'm sure it will be with the impact of the economy, the Kwanzaa going down over the last 7 years or so. I guess has changed a lot, and most of our projects, most of our plans had been adjusted in a way. Some even failed, some even died, and some had to be discarded because of the devaluation of the Kwanzaa. So this is a big challenge for all the companies, because some service like the VSAT still has some connections to companies in US, and you still have to pay them in USDs, and that makes a big change. And because we operate in a business which is of intensive investment and permanent investment and intensive. If you have to play in telcos. And because we don't build, we don't fabricate most of the things, not to say all the things, all the equipments that and technologies that we need, it brings a lot of pressure to the market. It brings a lot of pressure to the strategy. But we have to face it. We have to find ways, of course, as leaders to contorn it, to go through it, and to still deliver results and taking our team to the other side of prosperity.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, with my team, whenever we're looking at a project, we always have to think about, where's the Kwanzaa going? Do we think, is it going to lose more value? Is it going to come back? And so in our pricing, we have to build in what we think is going to happen to the Kwanzaa. It's complicated.
Yes, and you have to add to this that we have regulations, we have the expectation of the customer. If you had to look at the reality of the Kwanzaa, so from 2014 to now, so it's like 5 times difference in terms of devaluation. So. Of the Kwanzaa, and we still have the challenge to deliver the service, not very out of the same Kwanzaa's money that our customers knew back then. We need to go out and pursue some of the technologies to keep the network updated. And so this is a lot of pressure, of course, and it's not an easy challenge. And it's not something that we prepare to give up on, but it's something that actually beat us quite hard.
Yeah, and then you have the client that say, do all of this, but I want better pricing. I don't want
expensive. The price need to go down, and we understand the client, because at the end of the day, the whole economy, the whole life, the whole country, things have gone. With the Kwanzaa, and even if you go shopping today for normal stuff, if you go to any of the big of the top hypermarkets or supermercados here, you feel in your pocket with the same money that you would actually fill the cart. Now probably you have 3 things or 4 things to take home, and I mean, most of the life has not changed a lot. I mean, the salaries have not changed a lot, so it brings a big pressure, even in keeping teams up, brings a big pressure keeping the customers not keeping the customer being able to keep you. Sometimes the customer say, we love your service, but our budget does not allow. Can you cut 30%? Can you get down 50% so that we can keep connected to your service? And this is impacting a lot on strategy. And we know that before, if you go back 50 years, probably you think on plans for the next 10 years. And now we're in a situation that we have to think for the next 12 months at the most, in a very long term, and making adjustment at every quarter in our strategy to be able to deliver.
Yeah, it's difficult. While you were talking, I remember when I first came to Angola, I think the exchange rate was somewhere around 80 or 90 kwanzas to the dollar. And when I checked yesterday, it had gone to 650 to the dollar. So it is a challenge.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah. Now, moving on, Kusi, you have all the products and the customization, as you talked about, for your clients. Say a bit about the support infrastructure. How does Multitel support these products within Angola?
Well, we have a NOC, a team that actually is dedicated and operates on a 24-hour basis to ensure the customer experience to the fullest. We have procedures that we keep on improving to actually ensure that our customers can have a ticket number when they have any issues, that they are followed up and sorted within the target, within the SLAs, so that at the end of the day, the customers can actually feel the reason why we exist as a service provider for them, that is actually giving them a trusted relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's the size of Multitel today? How many employees do you have?
Well, we are just 105 in terms of employees, and mainly based in Luanda, Benguela province. We look forward to probably having an increase on that number, not probably in about maybe another in for the next 2 years, we can have like a grow in terms of teams, but very small, not big, because we try to keep it simple and delivering on expectation of our customers.
For services in all the provinces of Angola?
We have service in most of the provinces of Angola, and in a lot of the municipalities of Angola, in the inner Angola, on the dense area of Angola, because of our solutions of VSAT, where we can go to very deep areas where most of the connections don't get, so we also get there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now, what's the best way for a company or a person that's listening to our show? What would be the best way for them to contact Multitel to inquire about services?
Well, we are based in Luanda. Our headquarters is in Luanda, in Miramar. We have a site at www.multitel.co.ao with all the information base that we can gather for the customer. We also have a phone number, which is +244 20 22 27 04 200. And through these numbers, through our site, I repeat, www.multitel .co.ao. We are also in the social networks from Facebook, Instagram. We're also in the professional network, LinkedIn. So any of these channels you actually get to us. We have a shop in Benguela. For people in Benguela, they can actually walk in also in our shop. But we are very keen to actually address any of the needs for potential customers, potential partners, as we believe, and that's what we base our strategy in a trust relationship. We believe that if according to the African cult, if you wanna go fast, go alone. If you wanna go further and last, go together. So we believe that we need to have good partnership, trusted partnerships to actually keep delivering, keep innovating, and keep building solutions to very tailored made to our customers, to our partner needs, and helping our partners in this multi-tail ecosystem to deliver better solutions for their customers and on time, faster, and at more affordable costs in terms of the cost of the service and with more quality. And all that will be possible if we keep on changing the way we actually do things, keeping our open mind and flexibility to innovate.
Okay, thank you, Christian. I do recommend anyone in our audience, if they're requiring services in Angola, to contact Multitel and ask for a proposal. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Great group of people and very good services, so do contact them. Now, Kuzi, moving on to another subject, I've been reading recently about the privatization program of the government. Can you say a few words about how does that impact Multitel? Do you know?
Privatization. Well, it does impact the company because the company is made of humans. It's made of human beings, and as Peter Senge says, the learning companies, they have people that learn. So a company that is going to go through any changes, it is impacted always, inside and out, because human beings are made of emotions and expectations. It has impacts, and it has a lot, and it creates opportunities. So privatization for us, it seems also this, the opportunity for partnerships that you may join, new shareholders that may join. It can have an impact in terms of the investments. It can have impact in terms of strategy to add new things, new ways of doing things, and growth. That's what we're looking forward. By that, it has also this impact on people. So. But we do believe in the end of the day, it should end up with better opportunities and a better company in the end.
I agree. I've in my career, I've been through a lot of sales of companies, mergers, all of that, and yeah. change has always been good. I mean, it's frightening, but out of it comes new opportunities, new growth, as you said. So
yes, and for our team also, because our team is most, is the majority are very, not very, but they are young, and the people that are very involved. And Multitel actually is a company with a DNA of a private company. So it is a private company in a way. So it's a very flexible and fast company. So the teams are always looking for ways to improve. So when the government puts it at stake, so whoever's going to come in will find a nice culture and people that can actually be take to another level.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, my advice to the young people is, hold on. It's going to be positive, a great future, and it's all going to be very good things for all the people. Do you have any idea, will the company be privatized through a stock offering, or will it be put out for purchasing? Or I have no idea how that's going to work.
Well, we have a decree from the president has been signed already, which states that the company will be for public purchasing. By public, so people can, the companies that may be interested will be able to run for it, for the bid of it, in a public way. So it will be interesting. So if you're looking forward to have a company that can actually be alive and with success in Angola, in telco, you should look for Multitel, of course. You should invest where your money can grow, and Multitel is a company that actually your money will be able to grow in the next few years.
Great. Well, sounds good. Well, as we're beginning to wrap up our conversation, Kusi, I always like to ask our guests about where do they like to go in Angola as a tourist, or where do you go to relax, or what can you recommend for people to visit when they come to Angola?
Well, that's a fantastic question. In the last few years, I've been able to actually to cover all the country. I mean, I've been in all the 18 provinces of Angola, because apart from some of the reasons of work in telco, but also because I'm part of a literature movement that incentivizes people to read. So, and since this has been expanding all over the country, and even in some countries out of Angola, which we call the Movimento of Art, I've had the opportunity to be all over the Angolan country and in many beautiful places. So it's very unfair if I would mention one specific place. As I normally say, I'm from Angola, so I look at all of it. But I do believe that in terms of tourism, the country still have a lot of good things that still in potential, because they have not been exploited to the fullest. Some are known. If you go to Huila, for example, you can appreciate Serra da Leba in terms of view that will lead you to Namib. We have a lovely dessert and Bahia dos Tigres, the Tiger Bay. Even if you go to the waterfalls of Malange, Quedas de Calandula, are also a nice place to have a good look at and to be. I would say also, in terms of tourism, that you should try, depending on the time that you have, but if you have like 2 weeks to travel Angola, you should try a bit of the very parts of the country. Benguela is a lovely place for if you want to go for beaches. Even Namib is a lovely place. So it's kind of hard to specific one only place, and I would advise you to try a bit, but start with those places that I just mentioned to you, and keep digging.
Sounds good. My experience has been Angola is a beautiful place. When you go to what we call the interior,
yes,
nature is beautiful. And
nature is very beautiful. I think when the first time I travel out of Rwanda with some sensibility, that was back in 1999, And we went in a helicopter from Luanda to Kwanza North, Dalatando. I mean, it was fascinating because when one thing is when you just pass in, on air by airplane, but in helicopter, it doesn't go very far. And when you see all this green, all this nature, it's fantastic. And in Kwanza North, Dalatando, you have the Jardin Jardin Botanico, Botanic Garden, with a lot of plants, and I believe you have heard of the Rosa de Bruslana.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, and all these beautiful, even the mounts, the mountains, the green and all that is fascinating. So if you ever, you should have a 4x4 car to be able to travel a bit with safety, of course. And what I always advise people, when you have to go from one city to the other, go starting in the early morning, so leaving about 4 a.m. and avoid traveling by road in the night, because the roads are very dark and it can be another challenge. So, but if you can afford to travel the country, yes, is a place to be. And once you test it, it will be very difficult not to go back, not to want to stay, because this is a fantastic country. And I'm lucky to be able to be into the 18 provinces, and most of them by road. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Even if you should go to Wambo as well. They have some nice waterfalls as well, and you see the rivers. I mean, it's too much for a normal emotion, but it's a place to be, and you find a lot of place that you say, I should invest in here. I should build my business in this place. And most of them will be outside of Luanda. Luanda is nice for headquarters, and is nice because, of course, most of people will be gathered in Luanda, but it's more fascinating being out of Luanda. But if you are in Luanda, do visit o Museu da Escravatura, do visit Barra do Kwanza, Musulu, but do an effort to go out of Luanda.
I agree. I've been lucky enough to do it. I would add Cabo Ledo to that too. It's not that far.
Yeah, Cabo Ledo, yeah.
Rwanda. So I would just recommend whoever, when they visit Angola, do get out of Luanda if you can, and see more of the country, because it is a beautiful country. I highly recommend.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite dish of Angola, dish food that you could recommend?
Yes, of course. I like the funj de bombo with grilled meat. So I like meat because my grandfather was a hunter, so we love meat. So you can have that, I'm sure you love it as well.
I do. My wife likes funji con with the dried fish that you can get.
It's also good.
Yeah, she likes that very much. So very good dishes, very typical. All right, Kusi. Well, once again, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on our program. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our audience that we may not have discussed during our conversation?
This is a fantastic time to come to Angola. With every crisis, there are opportunities. And we are sure that this is a country full of opportunities. We have companies full of opportunities. And with all these programs that are running by the government to be aligned with the best practices and the EMF, So it creates a lot of opportunities for investors. And the companies also are looking for investors, but make sure you have the what it takes, because it will not be an easy stuff, but good thing is that it's possible to make it. And if you're ready for the challenge, this is a place to win. And we love it, and we're making it.
I agree. My wife and I love it very much as well. Whenever we are away, we're always anxious to get back. So,
yeah,
well spoken. Okay, Kusi. Well, once again, thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for taking the time. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show at some point again in the future.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Doug. And do ring us anytime. You know our number's still the same. 24 hours connected. And for our customers, we also thanking them because they are our reason of existence. And we have our priorities to keep valuing our teams, improving our teams so that they keep valuing our customers as a consequence. Thank you very much. And we'll be available for any time.
Okay, Kusi, thank you again.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great conversation. I really enjoyed talking with Kusi. He's a wonderful gentleman and a fantastic person to talk to. Please, if you have requirements in Angola, check out Multitel to see how they may be able to serve your needs. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did, and we look forward to you returning in the next week or so for our next program. So this is Douglas Black, your host of Angola West Africa. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you can also check out our sponsor, HPS Angola, great group of guys there. They also can give you a proposal to meet your needs in Angola. If you'd like to be a sponsor on our program, you can send an email to info@angolawestafrica.com. And our sales group will get back to you as soon as they can. We're always looking for new quality sponsors to help us out on the program. So once again, thank you very much. And this is Douglas Black saying goodbye for now. Stay safe and see you next time.